reading from Matthew chapter 6, verse 25 to 34. Jesus said, "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, or what you will wear. Is life not more than food, and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not more valuable than they? Can any of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you, not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, 'What shall we eat?' or 'What shall we drink?' or 'What shall we wear?' For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. A few months ago, I was watching TV and I came across a documentary on the history of modern Britain. If you have seen a documentary like this, you'll kind of know the format already. You have a very charismatic historian come presenter who does a lot of walking about and looking directly at camera and being recorded walking somewhere as well, talking about an event in history. Then you'll get some archive footage of what it was like at the time, followed by a voiceover from the same charismatic historian. And then you'll get one or two talking heads to explain in further detail what it was like to be there. These talking heads could be other historians, politicians, celebrities, or just normal people who lived through it all. And as I was watching this thing with fascination, because, well, I'm a bit of a history geek, something occurred to me. And that is, we are living in history. In 10, 20, 30 years, whatever it is, whoever the historian of note will be at that time, they will be making a documentary about what it was like to live in the year 2020 and the year 2021. What it was like to live in the time of COVID. What it was like to live in a time when the world just changed and the world went in on its own head. What it was like to live at this time. And it kind of got me thinking, if I was to be a talking head in one of these documentaries, what is it I would say? And as I was thinking that, my mind was taken back to the beginning of it all, last March, and those days and weeks and even hours where everything just seemed to change. I know for me, I remember one Sunday being in church. We knew COVID was real and we started taking measures on that day to ensure that we were taking the appropriate steps. But the next day things changed, the next day even more, and the day after churches had closed. I haven't done a service in church since. Everything changed. And that isn't just the case for me, that's the case for everyone. It felt like almost in an instant the world changed completely. And when it changed, it brought with it a whole raft of fear. And that fear is something we need to acknowledge, get our heads around, and maybe understand a little bit better. Not long ago again, I watched one of my favourite films, Forrest Gump. And if you've seen Forrest Gump, you'll know this scene very well, where Forrest goes running. And he ran for 3 years. And afterwards, he explained that he ran to put the past behind him so he could move on to the future. And in some ways, that is what we need to do as we begin this year. Look to the past to put it behind us so that we could look to the future. Yes, history is still going on, and 2021 hasn't been that much different from 2020. In fact, in many ways, it feels worse. But we also know hope is on its way. We know that vaccines are coming, and we hope and we pray that by the end of this year, life will be back to some kind of normality. But as we head into that normality, we need to understand what we went through and seek God's perspective on it all. And for us today, seek what God says about this thing called fear. Which is why I really struggle with what the Word of God said about fear today. There are many things in the Bible that I struggle with. A lot of the teachings, things to obey even, which as a human you find really hard. But for me, the hardest thing of all is this commandment from Jesus. We heard it today in Matthew's Gospel, the direct commandment not to worry. Jesus said, do not worry. And you read it and you wonder, how on earth can you live your life without worrying? Worry is one of the most natural things there is. To worry is to be human. And we all worry about some things, and we all have fear about some things. Of course, that fear comes in its own kind of sliding scale. Some people will be scared of one thing, and others scared of something completely different. For some people, the year of COVID has been utterly terrifying, and others have taken it in their stride. For some people, COVID has meant closing up and battening down the hatches, and for others, it means walking up the road merrily, probably licking every door on the way as they go. We all have our own fears, but all of us, as human beings, experience fear in some kind. It is quite natural. So when Jesus says, do not worry, it can challenge what it feels like to be a human being. But then perhaps the problem isn't with the Word of God. Perhaps the problem is with me, and what I think the Word of God is saying to me. You see, the Bible isn't so much saying directly, do not worry, as if you worry about something you're completely and utterly wrong and it's a terrible thing to do. In fact, when we think about worry and fear, we need to understand that actually, sometimes it's quite healthy. We are made to have a healthy level of fear within us. If I was to go down to Aberystwyth seafront and just keep on running, and I came to the pier and kept on running, what would stop me from just jumping over the edge? It would be the healthy fear to know that, should I do so, it would be very, very dangerous. That is part of life, something that we need. And even when we read through the Bible, we see fear there all the time. Last year, at our 11 o'clock service as an LMA, we looked at the book of 1 Samuel, which is a book full of people who are terrified. We look at the person of David, who would have been king of Israel, who spent so much time in a cave, utterly scared and utterly afraid. This year, we're looking at the book of Acts. And the book of Acts begins with acts of fear. The apostles gathered in a room scared of the authorities. They are fearful. And even Jesus, we see with fear on him at times. We think of him in the Garden of Gethsemane, just before he was arrested and sent for crucifixion. And as we read those passages, we see fear come over him. Jesus was fearful about what was in store for him. What was there for him with the cross? Jesus was scared, and quite rightly so. But here is an important thing. We know that Jesus never sinned, and so we can't look and say he was sinning when he was scared. And so when we feel fear, perhaps it isn't quite as straightforward as saying, do not worry or else. In fact, there's an acknowledgement in the scriptures that fear is part of our life and our part with our walk with God. So, here comes the big question. What on earth was Jesus getting at when he said, do not worry, and given this command not to worry? Perhaps for the answer to that, we can look at the scriptures even further again. When David was being persecuted by Saul in 1 Samuel, what did he do? When the disciples were in the room terrified, what did they do? When Jesus was in the garden terrified, what did he do? They turned to the Father in heaven and they sought him. Fear is about bringing things before God. And when Jesus was saying not to worry, he wasn't saying you're going to live your lives without worry, don't worry about it, get on with it. He was saying when these things come your way, bring them to the Father, turn to him. Fear is part of life. Fear is natural. Fear will always be there. And if you have felt fear in this last year, you are not alone. Believe me. Fear is there. But God is there too. And God is greater. God is stronger. God is more powerful. And God is in charge. God delivered David. God sent his spirit upon the apostles and they were scared no more. And God gave his son, Jesus Christ, the strength to overcome the beatings and the cross and all that he needed at that time. Jesus' command not to worry perhaps isn't so much about saying we will never worry. It is more a case of saying when we do worry, take it to God. When the fears of the world come over us, we are to take them to God. And when we do that, we don't live in fear, we live in God's kingdom. This is a warning about living a life in fear without God, because fear on its own can consume us. But when we turn to God, it all gets shared, and God gives us the way out. God gives us what we need when we are in that fear. This isn't a guarantee that we will never be scared again if we have God on our side, and we will never worry, because we will. This is more an instruction to bring it to the Lord, to bring everything to God. All that makes us anxious, all that makes us scared, all that makes us worry, bring them to the Lord. You see, the Lord does incredible things, and the Lord brings his kingdom upon us. When we think for a second about God's kingdom and what that looks like, do we picture fear being a part of it? Do we picture distress being a part of it? Do we picture worry being there? When we think about the glories that are there for us in heaven, do we think of a place where we will have fear, anxiety, or worry? No. And as we pray that God's kingdom would fall upon the earth, thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. So we're asking the Lord, when we pray and lift our fears to him and our anxieties to him, that he would bring his peace as well. You see, the devil knows that fear gets to us. The devil knows that fear causes us to feel separated from God at times. When we think about the word disease and the root of it, dis-ease, the separation from God that can come through all of that. I don't know about you, but when I've been ill, when I've been poorly, and when I've been anxious and fearful, I find it harder to connect with God. These awful things that come from the other side are there to kind of prevent us from getting closer to God. When we feel that dis-ease, we can feel a separation from God. Therefore, It is so important that we just lift them to the Lord and we pray for His grace, His healing grace, to fall upon us in body, in mind, and in spirit. His grace is substantial. His grace is wonderful. His grace is amazing. And we can experience His supernatural peace even here on earth. Many years ago, I had a kidney transplant, as I'm sure quite a few people know already. And I remember the day of the transplant vividly. My dad was my kidney donor. So early in the morning, he went down to have his operation to remove his kidney. And as I was waiting, I was terrified. And I was in my hospital bed, dressed in this awful dressing gown and terrible pair of slippers, and I couldn't stay still. And so I was taking myself for walks up and down the ward, literally quaking and shaking and shivering and all the rest of it. At one point, looking like I was going to literally throw up on the hospital floor, when a nurse basically grabbed hold of me, because at this point I was probably making a nuisance of myself, and told me to just get back to bed and wait. And when I got there, I found myself with nothing to do other than pick up my Bible, which was by my side. And so I started reading the scriptures, and as I was reading, this wonderful, beautiful South African nurse came and stood by me, and she shared a little of her faith as well. And then everything was taken to the Lord. And then I remember when they came to get me for the operation, I felt a peace I have never felt in my life before. At this most terrifying time in my life, I felt complete and utter stillness. And when they came to get me, I was joking, laughing, having a good time. I just felt brilliant and at such peace and ease with everything. And that, I knew, came from the Lord. That supernatural peace overcame me. I felt more at peace then than I do now, sat in my garden. That peace of God, the peace of heaven coming down, God's kingdom coming down. When we take things to the Lord, amazing things can happen. Fear is a reality of life. Fear will be with us wherever we go. It was with us last year. It will be with us this year. It will be with us in a life post-COVID. Worry and the worries of the world will be upon us. And for that, there's nothing we can do other than take them to the Lord. When we feel fear, when we feel anxiety, when we feel worry, when the troubles of the world overcome us, let us take them to the Lord and let us seek His peace, the peace of heaven, the peace which comes only through His Spirit. And I just want to finish today by praying for us. And I'm praying knowing that many of us are feeling fear now. And that fear extends beyond the COVID situation. It's to our jobs, our finances, our future, our families, kids at home being schooled, and probably everything else in between. And I just want to pray that the Lord's peace would just be upon us this evening. And so let's pray. Father God, we thank You that Your word is true. And we thank You that when we worry, when we are anxious, when we are in fear, we can lift all things to You. And we lift You now the fears which we are experiencing and have experienced. We lift You the fears which You experienced in 2020 and we experience today. Whether those fears be related to COVID or something else, we lift them to You. And just in the silence of our hearts and the pictures in our mind, we call to mind those things which cause us to be scared, the things that cause us worry, the things that give us anxiety. And as we picture them, so we lift them to the Lord. Father God, take these things, we pray. We lift our anxieties to You. We lift our fears to You. We lift our worries to You. And as we lift them to You, we pray that Your peace would come. So where we are now, in our homes, out and about, wherever we are, may your peace overcome us. May your peace fill our homes, our lives, our hearts, our bodies. May your peace come upon us. May your spirit fall on us. May we feel your peace, your shalom right now. May your peace come. Lord, we pray this for us. We pray it for our families. We pray it for ourselves. We pray it for our communities, our church, and our world. May your peace come. May fear be gone. We lift all things to you. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Lord, we pray on earth as it is in heaven. May your peace come. Amen.